The at one time unthinkable is now taking center stage in Republican politics. Former Missouri Governor Eric Reitens is running for the Senate with an ad in which he holds a shotgun and joins a tactical team armed with assault rifles, storming into a house to hunt down rhinos, Republicans in name only.
I'm Eric Reitens, Navy SEAL, and today we're going rhino hunting. The rhino feeds on corruption and is marked by the stripes of cowardice.
Facebook pulled the video. Well, then there was last weekend's Texas State Republican Convention, during which delegates formally declared President Biden's 2020 election win illegitimate and homosexuality, quote, an abnormal lifestyle choice. Republican strategist Matt Makowiak is president of the Potomac Strategy Group. He's our frequent guest. Matt, start with Eric Reitens calling on Republicans with guns to hunt down and bag fellow Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, in politics today, it kind of appears like there's no bottom. We're in a system now where the incentives are on the extremes. You know, there's really no incentive to be in the middle, to be reasonable, to operate in a bipartisan way. He's obviously hoping the ad, you know, goes viral, helps him raise money, gets him attention. But look, there's just no excusing or defending an ad that, even if it is an analogy and not literal, which I think, again, requires maybe the benefit of the doubt, but for an analogous ad like that, it's just dangerous in today's environment to be talking that way. Mm. You know, this is a new low, I think, in our national political discourse. And I certainly hope it doesn't work for Eric Reitens in Missouri.
Well, what happens to someone like you? I mean, you advise Republicans. Mm-hmm. We're hearing an analysis that, in fact, this is working, that he's getting positive response from the base. That's who he's after.
Yeah. And that's the important thing to remember here is that you're talking about a subset of a subset, right? It's not the overall electorate. And of course, Missouri's been trending red. I think whoever the nominee is probably still has a, you know, 8 or 10 point win in Missouri in the Senate race at the end of the year. Yeah, look, I mean, you know, if you only need 25 or 30 or 32% of the primary electorate in a state like Missouri, then appealing to, you know, the most conservative aspects of the base, of the activist right, may be a strategy that gets you the nomination. Mm-hmm. But you know, everyone involved needs to be held accountable for this. And again, we really need, good and decent Republicans to stand up and say, no, this is not appropriate. If you have concerns about moderate Republicans who are blocking reforms, or not fighting the fight, that's a reasonable argument. I have some frustrations with them myself, but the way to attack that is not through an ad like this. It's to compete in primaries, to wage a battle of ideas with the electorate, and to move the electorate in your direction.
Well, and then there's the delegates at the 3-day Texas Republican Convention declaring President Biden's election win illegitimate. We understand that at that convention, they watched the film 2,000 Mules at least 3 times. That's what was on the convention's program. This is the film by the conservative Dinesh D'Souza, who, by the way, in 2014 admitted to taking illegal campaign contributions in other people's names. But that film, his documentary, makes the case that is being completely dissembled in the January 6th committee hearings that the election was stolen. Bill Barr said in the hearings that the film's premise that, you know, people were used as mules to stuff ballot boxes was completely indefensible. But here you have people taking this in again. Has your party lost control of the electorate and lost them to a lie?
We've lost them a little bit because a big part of that, the primary reason for that is that Trump continues to harp on this issue. He seems, really almost constitutionally incapable of looking forward and letting this issue pass. I really do sympathize with anger about the way different states conducted their elections under emergency procedures in 2020. That said, it's a bridge too far to call it an illegitimate election or an illegitimate president of the United States. The question of legitimacy is one the courts decide. But yeah, I mean, look, as long as Trump continues to harp on this and to talk about this and to drive this perspective, some percentage of Republican voters and even Republican elected officials are going to continue to parrot his talking points, at least for the time being.
So what do you do, Matt, as a respected Republican strategist, when people are so invested in things that aren't true, and also in maybe seeing some success in that kind of campaigning. What do you tell your clients? What do you do?
You know, when I talk to candidates, I try to make sure they're focused on the future. I try to make sure they're focused on issues voters care about. You know, right now, the economy, there's a lot of concern about the economy and kitchen table issues, inflation, gas prices, the southern border. And so Republicans have the wind at their back. Why they would take strong issues like inflation and gas prices off, you know, off the front burner and focus on issues like this that get them nothing, that get them absolutely no additional margin in the electorate, makes no strategic sense.
That's Republican strategist Matt Mikowiak. Matt, thank you for checking in with us. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. See you.